Really exciting stuff coming up this weekend, July 31st to August 3rd. You can have the opportunity to check out The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. Now, I need to confess, my sisters were obsessed with this story, but I don't really know an awful lot about it. So why not go right to the director of the show? Joining us now is Jeffrey Wright, director of this upcoming show that's being put on by the Trumbull Youth Association. And Jeffrey, I know you're the director, but your mom is one of the program directors. Tell us about Trumbull Youth Association.
Yeah, Melissa. So the Trumbull Youth Association was actually founded way back in 1969 by a woman named Mary Keene. She was looking for another way to get the youth of Trumbull involved with a project over the summer, as opposed to getting into a little bit of trouble. And really, since then, every year except for the pandemic year of 2020, there's been a big summer musical that is performed by the teams in town. And this year we're excited, like you said, to present The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical.
And as I mentioned, Jeffrey's mom is Mary Joan, who is one of the program directors who runs the program, Mariel Cornell being the other. Is there extra pressure on you, Jeffrey, to perform well, especially in the director's chair, because of your mom's role with the Trumbull Youth Association?
It's a great question. I think there's a little internal pressure of just wanting to do as well as we possibly can for the kids, but my mom and Mariel, who the kids for the last 20 plus years have affectionately called the mamas, they have done such a great job of always hiring such top-notch professional folks to work with the kids and teach the kids that for me, it's just like stepping into a really comfortable spot. My choreographer, Lisa Minnelli, my musical director, David Harris, all of our tech staff, they're just top-notch, really high-level people. And so stepping in, we're just excited about what we can share with the kids and getting to see the kids grow and really take the opportunity to grow as performers and as people, you know, overcoming challenges, putting the puzzles together, learning new skills that they haven't previously had before. So it's just an exciting thing. So pressure for me, the pressure is not that. There's the internal pressure of just wanting to do good, like anybody wants to do good in a role like this, but it's really trying to get the kids to go ahead and perform beyond their own expectations, to show them that they're capable of more than they even think, and in doing so, provide a great night out for everybody in the community who gets the opportunity to see it.
And again, we're talking to Jeffrey Wright, who is the director of The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. It's going to be open to those who get tickets July 31st through August at Trumbull High School. Now, Jeffrey, I have to ask this question. We didn't talk about this before you came on the show. Did you just say your choreographer is Lisa Minnelli?
Yes.
Okay, as in Lisa Minnelli, who has a dance school in Monroe, Connecticut?
Yes.
I was one of Lisa Minnelli's dance students.
Oh, wow.
For over a decade. Yes. Lisa Minnelli was my competition coach. I have not heard that name in so long.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa has been working with TYA, I think, for more than 10 shows now she's been doing. And for anybody who doesn't know, her choreography is just spectacular.
The best.
What she's able to do with the kids is really a remarkable thing that she's honed over her career.
I literally have goosebumps. When I tell you that this woman is brilliant, she can literally make it just magic. You and I have to talk off the air. I can't believe she's your choreographer. Oh my gosh, I need to come see her just to come see her. Oh my goodness. But let's talk about The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. First of all, what is this story about?
Yes. So in a spoiler-rich world, I'm going to try and give as much information without giving away the story, because obviously we want people to come see it. The basic premise is that Percy Jackson is a 12-year-old boy. He's discovered he's the half-blood son of a god, Poseidon, and in order to sort of save the world. He needs to find Zeus's lightning bolt and return it to Zeus because Zeus believes that Percy has stolen it. Percy has not stolen it, but that doesn't really matter to Zeus. He's an innocent or a guilty until proven innocent type of god. And so Percy and a couple of friends from camp go on this exciting adventure where they have to dodge all kinds of monsters that everybody knows from Greek mythology: Medusa, the Cyclops, hellhounds, you name it. They're kind of in the story as well, and it's got this dynamic, fun pop rock score. So for anybody who's thinking maybe it might be a little bit like Oklahoma, it's nothing like Oklahoma. It's a nice, upbeat, fun show. And just like all of those Greek tales that we know, the hero feels kind of lonely and alone, and like they're not going to get the job done. And yet we still find hard-won victories. And so that's the kind of story that it is. There's awesome adventures, there's sword fighting, there's monsters, and for those that know the books, this show is really only based on that first book, The Lightning Thief. There are, I think, 7 books in the series to date, and so this one is kind of like our Marvel heroes or our Warner Brothers heroes. It's an origin story for Percy Jackson.
And you've got, I never even asked this, Jeffrey, what age are the actors in this? I mean, you've got the Trumbull Youth Association making that happen. That's pretty stellar.
Yeah. So it's real exciting. So our kids are between 13 and 21.
Oh my gosh.
And so for the 13-year-olds, they have to be going into freshman year of high school to participate so that we have that little bit of delineation. But yeah, it's 13 to 21 for this group. And then, you know, on top of the kids who are on stage, we have a whole bunch of kids who are working behind the scenes, whether in stage management or crew or building. We have 40 kids on stage and then another 15 or so working with us in other capacities. And they're learning the same type of stuff, just they like the behind the scenes kind of magic that they get to make.
Wow. I just think this sounds so impressive. And again, I would imagine a lot of, do the ticket sales, does that go back to benefit the Trumbull Youth Association?
Yeah. So, I mean, most of what the ticket sales will do is essentially help cover the costs of doing the show. It's not without its costs. Anybody who knows the theater world a little bit just understands it's expensive to put on a full-fledged production. We use, just like I was speaking earlier to Mariel and Mary Joan, and the kind of level they expect, you know, we hire professional live musicians to play the shows, and all of the tech people, and just the costumes, the scenery, the building, all of that stuff is just, you know, it has a nice cost to it, and so ticket sales go to help offset those costs.
But again, I mean, I think it's so important. One of the things I highlight a lot on my show, Jeffrey, is the importance of not only just supporting local, and certainly local arts, theater, all of that, but also supporting the molding process, the journey for our kids to find their future. And whether this is just a hobby or this is something that they take very seriously, I think it's first of all very impressive to see what our young people can do, but also I think it's so supportive as a community to be there for whatever those dreams are. Again, whether this is something they're just enjoying in this phase of their lives or if it's something in some capacity they want to pursue as they get older, I think it's really rewarding to be somebody in the audience watching this. And by the way, this story sounds absolutely incredible to watch come to life on stage. So again, you've got lots of opportunities to check out The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. It's going to be at Trumbull High School, July 31st to August 3rd. And if you want to get a ticket or a few, we love that. Tickets are on sale right now. Where can they go, Jeffrey, to buy those?
Yeah, tickets are on sale at the TYA website, which is www.trumbullyouth.org.
Yeah, simple enough. Tickets on sale again at TrumbullYouth.org. And Jeffrey Wright, again, director of the show, The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, coming to Trumbull High School starting July 31st until August 3rd. Make sure you don't miss out on the show. Jeffrey, thank you so much for the work that you do. And I am very excited for the upcoming musical.
Yeah, Melissa, thank you so much again for having us on. And we hope that a whole bunch of people will come out and see the show. Like we said, it's going to be a lot of fun and it's great for all ages.
Like you said, something that everybody can enjoy in the family, a great date night idea, what have you. So make sure you get those tickets. They are on sale right now at TrumbullYouth.org. And Jeffrey, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Jeffrey Wright, who is the director of The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, coming to Trumbull High School starting July 31st. Tickets on sale at TrumbullYouth.org. And we are going to be right back. You're listening to WICC, the voice of Connecticut.